Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis. I'm the executive producer here. We are currently at the Heinz Convention Center at the Small Business Exposition. Thank you, Sebastian Morris. Thank you, Zachary, the creative founder of this exposition. You guys are doing a wonderful job. It's absolutely exciting in here. A lot of people. And one of the people that are joining us from the exposition today is Dyer Spiegel. Did I get that right? Or Jacob Dyer Spiegel. From SiroccoBlue.com. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
So tell me, what is Sirocco Blue?
Well, Sirocco Blue is a brand new business that I just opened up. I do translation projects, Spanish, Portuguese, into English, and sometimes the other way around as well. And I also help out people map out their translation strategy before they even begin to create content. Sometimes people need to think through translation before delivering content, creating content, putting it out to the world, and by consulting on how things translate before it's even written, sometimes it helps. It saves a lot of money at times.
So I'm assuming you're working with different businesses that are trying to change their other domains to from America to Brazil, from Brazil to America. You're trying to change the copy, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it's about reaching a specific audience. If it's Brazil, wonderful. There are localized translation strategies. There are ways to appeal to a certain market within Brazil linguistically, ways to kind of render your content in a way that's attractive in Brazil culturally, but also Mozambique, also Portugal, also Angola, São Tomé e Príncipe. Portuguese is the seventh most widely spoken language on planet Earth. So that's
really?
And then there's Spanish too that I also do.
How many languages do you know?
Spanish, Portuguese, English, and I like to say that I can get by in Italian, but if it's really spoken quickly, I think I might have lost there.
So do you work transitionally with those languages to transition the copy?
Yeah, everything that I do is Portuguese, Spanish, English.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the frame of everything, but I also work in translation theory, and I do a lot of writing on that topic.
What kind of writing?
It was a dissertation for grad school, and now I'm turning it into a book. And that's awesome. The content that I'm putting up on the blog, which hopefully soon will turn into a website once I get my whole aesthetic identity straight.
Does the book have a title already?
It's something in the land of translation, the translative. It had one of those dissertation titles. It's way too boring to say on the air, so it's in progress.
Do it. Come on.
The dissertation title.
We'll work on it.
Following Eshu Elegua's codes, a comparative approach to the literatures of the African diaspora.
That's not bad. Don't worry. You need some work, but we'll do it.
It's lacking.
But everything needs work, right? So tell me, what is your story behind it? Why Sirocco Blue? Why SiroccoBlue.com? What drove you into this business?
Well, that's a great question. Sirocco is a wind system. And the winds begin in the Sahara, and they move north Africa. So it comes out of the word shark in Arabic. Shark means east. And these winds move north, but also east. They cross to Spain, Portugal, Italy. They take on different names. Mm-hmm. Sirocco is a kind of translation system in itself. They cross the Mediterranean to Greece, and they carry wind, they carry ideas, if you look at it metaphorically, they carry sand. Architectural forms come out of this wind. There's a Sirocco room in Sicily. So it's not just wind, it's not just language, it's the action of creating even structures like a Sirocco room. It's a kind of metaphor for connectivity, which translation gives.
What is your background? Because you sound like a very creative guy. So what is your background? Because you definitely have a creative mind, because I would never think of something like this. And I'm a marketer.
I didn't say also that it comes straight out of flamenco. Sirocco is an album by Paco de Lucia. And that crossing aspect of the wind system, which can translate into translation itself, is a part of the flamenco tradition. The moment of crossing is called duende. There's a whole theory on duende, crossing the Atlantic. These great theorists from the Caribbean and Latin America use it as a way to talk about Latin American and Caribbean culture.
Well, we got time, so you could tell me the theory. I want to hear. I'm very interested. Well, this is the story behind your business, and what we're all about is sharing what your business is all about, what drove you into it. There's a theory behind it.
Yeah.
I really want to know.
Well, it really comes out of lived experience. You know, my first experience learning languages was in Spain, in the south of Spain, in Andalusia.
Are you originally from there?
I'm not. I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Okay.
I was born in Western Mass. Then I moved pretty young to New York. But my first real experience learning language was in Spain. From Spain, I went to Cuba. I did an undergrad semester there. I then went to Brazil for an 8-month-long semester. I was so fascinated by Cuba and Brazil that I did my master's in Cuba, the University of Havana, all on linguistics and translation and different philosophies on language. That put me in this mode of helping people get access to schools. So I worked in the New York City public school system for a group called Aspira, working with Spanish, very much with families who needed an extra push to get students into colleges, helping kind of translate, back to translation, their personal statements into a kind of persuasive writing piece. And that is another thing I do also, helping students get into different colleges with their writing. From there,
do you work with international, like in Cuba and Brazil, or do you work specifically in the United States?
Well, I'm just beginning, so I don't want to say I'm doing that much work, but yeah, I've been helping people get into different schools in the U.S. from Brazil, Latin America, and the Caribbean for a long time.
The struggle in language.
Through scholarship programs and also strengthening applications for scholarships. So that's a big part of what I've been doing.
So you're here at the exposition. What do you think of it?
Oh, this is a great moment. There's so many people sharing ideas, different perspectives. I attended this very interesting workshop on psychology of success and different very concrete things you can do to improve your online presence, improve your mission, improve your services, whatever it is. It's very good.
It's all about branding.
It is about branding.
Jacob, it was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to reach you, how would they do that?
I think the best way right now is go to the website. It's www.sirocco, that's S-I-R-O-C-C-O, blue, like the color, .com.
Not like the blue cheese, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it all connects.
Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for joining us here today at the Small Business Exposition. It's absolutely a phenomenal expo. Again, my name is Alexander Stablowski. I'm the executive producer of Radio Entrepreneurs. And we'll be right back after these messages.